Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection. On 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Hey, it's Dia from our sister station 95.9 The Palm, and this is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections. Shopping at Classic Collections is all about the thrill of the hunt. Find one-of-a-kind pieces, trending fashions, incredible vintage pieces, too, and unbelievable service. That's what we love about it. If you love fashion and you want to be an educated shopper, you want to have a look and style that's a real representation of who you are, and that's something that actually excites you, then this is the show for you. Of course, it's time I introduce owner of Classic Collections and the fashion expert herself, Sally Kimball.
Hey, Dia, we're going to have a great show today.
I know. It's always exciting because the two of us have girl time and we learn a lot, but three is a party, right?
Three is a party, and we've got a third person today. Everybody's going to look forward to hearing from again.
Absolutely. So we do have a special guest that's going to be coming up later in the show, so don't go anywhere. You're going to want to find out who that is, and that's coming up soon. But today we're going to be talking about, is consignment for you? Consignment feasibility, research, and pricing. And I know that we've touched on the topic of consignment shopping in the past, and we've opened so many minds to the idea of finding incredible quality, unique and one-of-a-kind items, fabulous vintage pieces, and incredible prices. But today, we're going to be taking you behind the scenes of the consignment world and make you a consignment guru.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, in the past shows, we've talked about the art of the sale and all the fall fashions and getting ship shape in September, which means cleaning out those closets. And it's a natural segue into determining, is consignment for you? You have to be able to let things go. And while your goal is to make back some of the money on your purchases, you realize that you're selling pre-owned clothing, shoes, handbags, jewelry, accessories. Resale or the consignment business is a multi-billion dollar a year industry. Specifically for women's clothing, about $13 billion. That's B, ladies, as in Birkin.
It's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash. And you should be sharing in it. According to NARTS, which is the world's largest resale trade association, there are currently over 25,000 consignment and resale shops in the United States. It's the fastest growing segment of the entire retail industry. According to the America Research Group in 2013, Americans shop divided up this way. 23% shopped in thrift stores, 17.3% in consignment resale stores, 13% in factory outlets, and 22.5% in apparel stores and major department stores. And those figures, by the way, are dropping every year and every month. Look at what just happened. Macy's is closing over 100 of their department stores. So the other balance of all those sales are coming from online sites.
I have a question for you, Sally.
Sure.
Do you think that part of the reason that, you know, consignment shopping is growing so much is also because a lot of people talk about fashion like it's a cycle, you know? You keep these great pieces because you know they're going to make a comeback.
You know they're going to make a comeback, but the problem many, many times is your body doesn't make
a
comeback. Okay. So 15 years ago, yeah, it was great to have those big shoulder suits and everything. But you know what? 15 years ago, I can tell you right now, I was 12 pounds lighter. And as good as the shoulders look, if I can't button the jacket or button the skirt, that is a consignment piece that's going to go out of my closet.
Right. But it's going to fall into someone else's.
It will fall into somebody else's closet who is thinner and will be delighted to have it, because if it was a, you know, $2,500 Valentino suit 15 years ago, and you can pick it up today for $500, you still have a Valentino suit with all of the beautiful tailoring and the fabulous fabric.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the thrill of the hunt.
Absolutely. Now, the balance of all those sales come from online sites such as eBay and First Dibs and Mallory's and others. And it's really a boom for sellers and buyers worldwide. You don't have to leave the comfort of your home to enjoy the thrill of the hunt on the internet. Now, resale attracts consumers and consignors from all economic levels. There is no typical resale shopper, just as there's no typical resale consignor. In recent years, especially when there's a lot of economic flux, resale has attracted a new breed of shopper who's really, really fashion conscious, they're sophisticated, they're knowledgeable, and they're taking advantage of the value that's found in purchasing or selling new or gently used merchandise. No one is immune to the excitement of finding a treasure and saving money or making money. Resale is booming thanks to the value-conscious, savvy consumers who want to really, I guess you could call it, they want to marry accessibility and incredible savings with superior quality merchandise. Now, to jump on the consignment bandwagon, you need to be able to honestly assess what you have and what and how much merchandise you want to sell. You can turn this unused or unwanted items into cash for things that do not fit you any longer. You made a fashion faux pas. You'll never wear those 5-inch heels. Gifts you got that you couldn't really return. Older styles, like we discussed before, that just don't fit you anymore, even though they have come back into fashion. And lifestyle changes. If you were in the corporate world for 40 years and now you're retired and you really do gardening and you like to do boating, well, you know what? You don't need all those power suits anymore. So what you have to do is A, determine what kind of consignment store is for you, and that's going to be based on what you want to sell. Now, at Classic Collections, we look for exceptional luxury designer merchandise that basically is one of the big brands. That's what we go for. That's what we want. If we get an occasional vintage piece that's really special, we take it because it makes our store interesting. We require things to be in top condition, clean or just dry cleaned or brand new. We're not adverse to taking in shoes and handbags that may be a teeny bit worn, but the consignor has to allow us to send them out to our specialty service people to make them clean and updated and perfect because we want to sell things in absolute perfect shape. We try to make appointments with consigners because if we talk by phone first, it makes sense. If you say, oh, I have all of these, and we say, gee, we don't carry that label, but we would be interested in the other pieces, then you're not schlepping in carloads of things that we already could have determined aren't going
to work.
You're
making everyone's life easier.
Right. Our contract is for 90 days, and if the items are top quality or big name designers or unseasonal, like a handbag might be, we will extend that consignment. We don't take everything in. We don't take just to take because if we can't sell it for you, we're avoiding our whole purpose of being there. We do accept fine jewelry. We have to photograph it and send it to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department to register the items with them. And then after 14 days, we're free to sell in the shop or online. The other one consideration I ask everybody to think about is the seasonality of items. Don't bring us fur coats in July. We can't do anything with them. But in November, we're happy to take them. And at that point, we have already cleared the floor of our summer stock. And we're looking at fall fashions and winter fashions that people can do. And one other thing I'm asking a favor. We are not Beacon's storage. And due to the space in our store, which is tiny if you've been in there, it really is the responsibility of the consignor to call and say after 90 days, do you want me to leave it or shall I come and pick it up? We try to call people when things have been in there for quite a long time. We try to make 2 or 3 phone calls. But boy, if you don't come and get them, we're going to have to donate that stuff. We do donate to local charities. We have great charities from Hospice, Tri-County Animal, Salvation Army, Morse Geriatric, United Way. So your stuff will go to help people who are in need, and the charities really appreciate it.
So before we finish up this section, you've given us such great information. I do want to remind everybody where you guys are located. So how can they find you, Sally?
You can go online and look up Classic Collections, or I can give you the address. It's 118 North County Road at the corner of Sunset Avenue in Palm Beach. We have a website, www.classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com, and you can go to our Chic magazine, which shows all of our latest arrivals, and that's www.classiccollectionsconnections.com.
Couldn't be easier to remember. When we come back, we're going to be introducing our guest. He's the head of research and director of all online sales at Classic Collections. And of course, we're going to have all the details on how we get the stuff, how we keep the stuff, the labels, the years. You are really, truly going to be a consignment guru by the end of this show. We'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with a true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic magazine. On the first of every month, visit Classic ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Dia. Welcome back to the Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road. By the end of this show, you are going to be a consignment guru. And of course, you're going to want to stop in and try out all that new information that you just learned on this show. So come on by. Classic Collections of Palm Beach is the perfect place to experience the thrill of the hunt that we've been telling you so much about. Of course, with me, Classic Collections owner and fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Sally?
Thank you, Dia. Well, a lot of people who may not have brought things to consignment shops before now know a little bit of how it works. And the interesting thing is, how do we price your items? And there's a lot more that goes into it than people, I think, realize.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. We do research, and the head of my research department and the head of our internet sales is a wonderful gentleman named Terry Bowie. I would be lost without Terry's absolute fabulous research skills and his ability to really hunt down something so we can price it accordingly. If we don't price it properly, we won't be able to sell it. And our goal is to keep our consigners happy and keep cash flow going to them and keep our customers happy because they know things are being appropriately priced. So with that, I'd like to introduce you to Terry Bowie, who will tell you how he does all of this fabulous research.
Hey, Terry.
Well, hello, ladies. Thank you so very much for having me today, Dia.
We're so excited.
That I am a big fan of you and your voice.
Oh, thank you. Inimitable. I'll talk to you all you want.
Inimitable. Well, I tell you, it's with regards to fashion, it is true. It's all about the label, not the brand, but the label. It is the starting point and the finish line.
But what does that mean? How do we differentiate?
Well, it is important to remember that fashion is a business, a very big business. Conglomerates like LVMH, Moet Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, yes, I got it out, have many companies. And within those companies, we have various different divisions that include clothing, fine jewelry, costume jewelry, fragrance, shoes and accessories, of course.
Handbags.
Oh, the big one. How could I forget the handbags? And it's important to understand that within those divisions, we have target markets. It's a business. Corresponding products and, of course, labels apply. So is it Versace? Is it Donatella Versace?
I hope it's all of the above.
Is it Gianni Versace? Versace Couture? I mean, all of this is absolute paramount importance with regards to identifying the appropriate place to start with regards to your research.
So if somebody comes in with a Versace bag and it has a Versace label, it could be a high-end part of Versace's division, handbag division, or a low-end, and that
Absolutely.
Is where you come in to find out
Absolutely.
What's what.
And that's really important information for you guys to know, because it would be so unfair to price something incorrectly
Exactly.
for a consumer.
Then it won't sell if Right. it's overpriced.
Absolutely. So, you know, a Versace jeans item certainly would not command the same price point as a Versace couture piece.
Of course.
And, you know, a great place for me to start is the Vintage Fashion Guild. It has literally a label resource with photographs of labels from the 60s through the 90s or any applicable years that will identify years of creation and exactly what level of creation this particular piece was made for.
And that way you know also who the designer was. Was it Lagerfeld when he was at so-and-so? Was it Marc Jacobs when he was at
absolutely,
so-and-so?
Absolutely, absolutely. Was it Tom Ford for Gucci?
Right, because that all affects the price at the on the bottom line.
Absolutely.
So it's like a Bible.
Yeah, and with so much turnover at the big houses like Louis Vuitton, and of course, Louis Vuitton and Gucci, it's important to know exactly which designer was actually at the helm when a particular piece was created, because there are certain designers who were there for just a short period of time, and their designs are highly prized.
Right. I was just going to say that must really create a differentiation in price point, because people, I mean, this is a topic. Fashion gurus know what they're buying. They know exactly what they're looking for. They know what they're buying. They know that this piece was limited edition. They know that this piece was created
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's
exactly.
Important.
And when people do come in, they'll say, well, how come this Chanel bag is this price and this one is twice as much?
But you have
and
the answers.
And because of Terry, we can say because that was the last runway that Tom Ford did for, you know, Chanel or whomever it was.
Exactly.
And so we can justify why that price is there because the consignor said, well, I paid so much money for this. And we can tell the consumers who come in why. Let's talk about Chanel a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I suspect that our listening audience may have a Chanel handbag or two. So it's very important, especially with a style that doesn't really change that much over decades, to have a way of identifying year of manufacture. So Chanel has began to include holograms in their bags to identify year of manufacture or years. It began with the Series 0 in 1986, and we're all the way up to Series 22 today for handbags made after 2016.
So the 255 bag, which is a double flap bag that comes in a bunch of different sizes, you can go in and look at the hologram and see the serial number on that, and that will tell us exactly what year that bag was made, correct?
Absolutely.
And then we can decide who the designer was for the House of Chanel during those periods.
Absolutely,
okay.
Which is most important. And it's also important to actually understand how the holograms are crafted. Certain years have feet for ones, and certain years have zeros with strike-throughs. So, you know, it assists us in identifying the authentic item versus another item.
It also helps us cut down on the fraudulent bags that are out there in the world.
Absolutely.
Do you guys get that a lot?
Oh, we have had
yes.
people come in with bags. If we cannot personally decide if it is a fake bag or not, we send everything out to be authenticated that we have any kind of
question about.
And we have had to return a number of bags, Hermes in particular, and Louis Vuitton, which is the highest, biggest brand that has been knocked off.
I feel like a lot of people don't even know that their pieces are fakes.
And if we have any doubt, we send it out to a true authentication company, and we ask the consignor that if they'll be willing to pay for that, which runs about $40 a bag.
Okay.
Another very important issue to consider is the actual leather. Is it caviar, lambskin? Is it crinkled lambskin? Is it patent? All of these things factor in identifying a proper price point for your item.
I feel like that's actually so important now more than ever. People really care about the kind of leather that they're getting because they know so many things are out there.
And some leathers wear better than other. In Chanel, the beautiful soft lambskin that is not caviar tends to wear through quicker, and it does scar. So if you're rough with your bags, you don't take care of them.
That's not for you.
You don't put them in the dust bags at night. You don't do all the stuff you're supposed to do. Then really when you're buying it, whether you're buying it initially at retail or you're coming into a shop like ours and buying it subsequently as a resale item, you really have to think about how you take care of your bags. I'm horrible at handbags. So
I was going to say dust bag is not for me.
I've got to do something that really is going to be sturdy. I don't mind spending the money, but I want something that's going to be able to carry all of the loot I put in my bag and keep its shape and not look scarred like I've kicked it around the block.
Absolutely. Right. And that makes the older bags that much more special if they are indeed lambskin, are in excellent condition, because people just simply can't believe that a 30-year-old bag is in that condition.
Right.
Exactly. And another thing you have to think about is the color. I personally do not own and have never owned a white handbag because I know what I do. I throw them on the floor. I go into a restaurant. I don't put them on the chair. I put them on the floor. They get kicked. They get scratched. And, you know, I don't want to have a bag that... Because a bag is one of the first things people look at when they meet you. Bags and shoes and watches. I don't want to present that scruffed up white bag as who I am.
Right.
So even though I love white bags, I've never owned one and never will.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about Louis Vuitton.
Absolutely. The most knocked off bag in the world.
Now, they use serial numbers and date codes.
Yes, they do. Not on every item, but they do.
And how do people know if they are authentic or not?
Louis Vuitton, the codes are very discreetly placed, so it can be a challenge to identify exactly where the code is. But there is a method to their code which indicates the month and year of the bag and also which country that bag was actually crafted in, because Louis Vuitton allows many different countries to produce their items. So all of that is coded in a serial number.
And often we will get Louis, and we know they are the most knocked off bags in the world. And typically We can tell because we have gone to courses, we have taken specialty research products from the United States government. They have a whole counterfeiting division, and we have gone to those courses, and they give us pages and pages of what to look for, what not to look for. If it's not there, then it's not real. But when we get a bag that we do have any question about, we send it out to experts.
The Constitution of Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something that needs to be studied. I'm totally one of those people that's on Canal Street. I'm like, that looks real to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the difference.
Trust me, it is not real if you bought it on Canal
Street. No, that much I know. But I look at them and I'm like, I just don't know anything about this. You could have fooled me.
The fraudulent business is a $1 billion business in its own right. So it's very important that one understands what to look for in your own collection, and just to make sure that your item is authentic.
And one of the things, a really hot topic that we've been discussing in the radio show in general, is the value of quality. Because it doesn't matter. Spending $20 on a bag, that's great because you got to wear it one time.
Exactly.
And it just, the quality of a product that's going to last you, that you're going to be able to consign later when you want to switch them out, because Sally's rule, two out, one in.
I
keep getting it wrong, Terry. I think I'm in denial still.
Total denial.
We'll indoctrinate you.
But Shipshape November is still here, and I'm still in the process. So I'm cleaning things out. I'm getting ready to go. You know, the new holiday season is coming back. And if you missed last week's episode, you're going to want to find out what that is. But when we come back, we're going to talk about consignment pricing. So don't go anywhere. If you're just tuning in with us right now, Terry Bowie, he is the head of research and director of all online sales at Classic Collections of Palm Beach. And of course, Sally Kimball, as usual. She's got more coming up for you right here on The Fashion Connection. Stay with us.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back to The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. If you're just tuning in with me today, Sally Kimball, of course, she's always leading the show, your fashion guru herself. And of course, our special guest, Terry Bowie, head of research and director of online sales at Classic Collections of Palm Beach. And we've been talking about how to make you a consignment guru, but we're not done just yet. So what do we have coming up next?
Okay, not yet. Well, we've talked a little bit about how we do the research to try to price the items appropriately. And so now we're going to get into pricing. This is a touchy topic because people will come in and say, oh, I spent $10,000 on that handbag. And
that's what I want back.
I want $9,000 back. And, you know, while we would love to do that for them, we have to be somewhat practical. And being practical means we have to be within a range of the marketplace. Okay, so I'm going to turn this over to Terry, because how do we find the price of an item? Terry, tell the people what we do.
Well, we initially, after we've identified exactly what the item is, we try and do a search on various reputable luxury goods reseller sites. FirstDibs.com comes to mind because it's, you know, where we may be found, and it is a wonderful resource for identifying price points for an exact item or a very similar item. Mallory's, Chanel and More, Patero, Jane's Finds, and a site called Yugi's Closet. You wouldn't believe, strange name, but it is a wealth of information.
And this is a good place for people to look up their products too and their items if they're wondering.
Exactly. Absolutely. So if you have an Hermes Birkin 35 in red and it's a certain type of leather, you try to go online and find that same bag through maybe 10 different sites, and we what? We get a range of what it's being offered for?
Absolutely. And it's all about the condition, of course.
Okay. So we finally find that bag and say the person has said, well, I want to know what you're going to charge. We call the consignor back and we say, okay, we found 10 bags. We spent 3 days doing this research and we have found that same bag anywhere between $14,000 and $19,500.
Yes, you will find a range.
And yours is in such perfect shape and has never been worn and you have all the authentication papers. So we are going to price yours in the $19,000 range.
Absolutely.
And typically people will say, that sounds good. That's fair. Okay, go ahead and sell it. Now, we don't get permission from every single person on every single item. The high-end items, fur coats, fine jewelry. If people don't have the original receipt for the purchase, we do have to do the research and we try to work with them. We're in a very delicate position where we want to be fair to our consignors and get them the most amount of money that we can get them for their merchandise. But we also have to be aware of market conditions and we have to be somewhere in that range of what that exact same piece is being offered all over the world on maybe 20, 30 other sites. So we then give the consignor the option to say, okay, I can take $19,500 for that, or gee, I wanted $25,000, let me have my bag back. Right. And frankly, we hate to lose merchandise like that, but we need to be upfront with everybody. Here is the reality of what we feel we can get for your bag, and we try to make both sides happy.
And I just want to throw this in there, because I'm sure listeners are thinking, okay, well, I have this piece, and I've been wanting to get rid of it, but at the same time, I can't just give away my Louis. Right. What can they do to get in touch with you to start that process at Classic Collections of Palm Beach?
The best thing to do is to give us a call and give us a list of kind of the items that you've got available. Now, if you say, I have 50 Ralph Lauren suits. I was in business and that's what I wore every day. Well, Ralph Lauren suits do not sell that well any longer. Neither do Armani suits when he did all his,
Terry shaking his head.
Basic gray and taupe colors. They just don't sell. So it's better really first to call before you pull up with a car that's packed to the roof with things that we really can't take because we can't move them. And our goal is to make money for you. Those are the things, unfortunately, that you might want to consider donating. The charities are so, so grateful. There are people out there who can use suits starting out in work or going back to the work market. And it's just not something that we can take that many of because they just don't move. So the first thing really to do is give us a call and tell us what you've got. We can save you a trip or we can say, that sounds great. Get rid of the Ralph Lauren suits with, I can give you the name of 5 charities who would love them or another consignment shop who may carry that. And we would love to talk with you about the other items and then bring them in. We make an appointment. If it's a large amount of merchandise, we will go to someone's home and go through the closet with them and try to weed out what we think we can sell immediately as long as it's seasonal. No fur coats in July and no bikinis in January.
Got it. Right. Well, it is Florida, so you might make a couple of exceptions.
Exactly.
So we have all the details. I know that there's a lot of information. And if you missed our last radio shows, you're definitely going to want to catch up by going to ClassicCollectionsConnections.com. We have everything under the On the Radio tab, all of our past shows and episodes. And I really think that you get such a great idea about what's going on in the fashion industry behind the scenes, too. You really feel like a savvy shopper.
And one other thing, in real estate, it's location, location, location. In the consignment world, it's condition.
Care for your things.
So if your things are really in bad shape, just go ahead and donate them. If they're in good shape or never used or very, very gently worn, we would love to talk with you.
That's perfect. And of course, again, to get in touch with Classic Collections of Palm Beach, you can give them a call at 561-833-3633. You can also find them online. And I want to give you this website because it's their Chic Magazine website where you, again, can find all the information under On the Radio to catch up on all of the last shows and scan through and do a little shopping because that's what it is, a magazine you can shop from.
The October issue will be at Saturday.
Which is so exciting too. ClassicCollectionsConnections.com. Of course, a big thank you, Sally, for always being here and giving us top-notch advice and lessons on becoming our very own fashion guru. And so excited to have Terry Bowie here
thank
with us
you.
Today. He's the head of research and director of all online sales at Classic Collections of Palm Beach. We'll see you guys again next week. And thank you guys for the fun.
It was our pleasure.
Definitely. Thank you so very much.